Hello and welcome to the Inner Know podcast with Janelle Bridge, where we talk about everything spiritual development. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to my podcast. So today I'm going to talk about, this is a message that has been directly sent to my Instagram. So if you ever have anything that you'd like me to answer, jump on my Instagram, Janelle Bridge Spirit Medium, and shoot me a message, and you never know, I might address it in a podcast for you. And knowing that any question that you have, someone else probably has as well, which is why I'm addressing them in this format. So the question that I got today, which is a really great one, is how do you prioritize your spiritual development over being present with your children? Great one. And I want to make sure that I answer it eloquently. So the answer in my mind is quite simple, which is that by delving into my psychic development, I've been able to be a more present mum. I've been able to be a better mum. Oh, and I feel a little bit teary as I start to describe this. So prioritizing yourself as a mum is non-negotiable. Okay. Even if it wasn't modeled to you. So even if your mum was present all the time, even if it wasn't modeled to you that mum needs to go and do something for herself, it is non-negotiable if you're wanting to raise happy, well-adjusted children who will then go on to choose themselves in relationships and in a family setting as well. We know when mum's happy, the house is happy. And if that isn't a reason for mum to choose herself, then I don't know what else is. But let me just paint a bit of a picture. And I know I've talked about this a little bit before, but I just want to paint a picture of my life before I found myself spiritually. So I have always strived to succeed. I've always strived to be really good at things and to be successful and to make other people proud and to make myself proud. So I was delving a lot into my masculine energy. I am going to do another episode on the masculine versus the feminine energy. So stay tuned for that if you're not quite sure. But I was in the masculine energy of hustle, succeed, make it happen, tick things off the list, you know, really that, like, you've got things to do, keep up, survive mentality. So I found that even when I was playing with my kids, my mind was elsewhere. I was like, oh, I've got to cook dinner. I've got to clean the house. I've got to get back to this client. So it was, I could never be present. And so what I did was I was chasing, ticking things off the list as fast as I could so that then I could have that uninterrupted time with my kids, right? But of course, you never tick everything off the list, particularly as a mom, particularly as a business owner. So I was ticking down the list and I was just getting more and more stressed and I was getting a lot done, but I wasn't present with my kids. And I would beat myself up about the fact that I hated playing with my kids, right? So I was like, I've got so much to do. So it really comes from slowing down. And for me, it came from that spiritual development, that learning to harness that beautiful feminine energy and that receptive energy and creative energy rather than the control everything and make everything happen. What it also came with, so this is really a multifaceted question as well. What it also came with that was self-acceptance. So spiritual development is essentially personal development. Anything that we do to heal ourselves will heal our children. So you are paving the way for them to be healthier, more well-adjusted, beautiful people. Yeah. So you're breaking generational curses by doing this for them. So for me, spiritual development allowed me to slow down enough to own my shit, to go, okay, why am I so focused on the house being tidy, you know, before I can play with my children? What's truly more important, playing with my children? So what's my fear about the house being untidy? Well, that I'll never be able to catch up and get it all done, or that someone will knock on the door and see the shitstorm that my house is. But in reality, those things don't matter and they don't contribute to my worth. So for me, my spiritual development has absolutely made me a better mom, a better wife, a better friend, you know, and I'm happier. So spiritual development is what brings you presence. Yeah. Raising children requires presence. If we're going to do it properly, it requires presence. Otherwise, we're just rushing around, dragging them along with us. So setting yourself up in a way that you can be present is one of the biggest gifts that you can give your children. So, you know, whether that means that you wake up and you do a meditation or you go for a walk on your own. For me, as I talked about in episode three with my husband, I was like, I'm enrolling in a psychic development course. I don't really care if it's inconvenient. It's 2 hours a week to myself when I serve all of you for the rest of the week. So dedicate some time to yourself. I literally have just walked in the door from a delicious massage. Oh my God, it was amazing. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I'm going to have one of those a month. And I thought, Janelle, that's a bit bougie. And I was like, you know, no. Like, I serve this family. I serve so many in my community. I'm going to give that time to give back to self. So a little bit off topic. Spiritual practice time versus being present for children, time management. Make yourself a priority. By making yourself a priority, you're bringing your presence to the time that you are with your children. Now, 2 hours of presence is so much more important than 10 hours, 12 hours of half-assed parenting. You know, even if you can squeeze in 30 minutes of presence, have a think about your partner. And have a think about the last time that you sat and had a conversation with them, eye contact to eye contact, when you weren't both on your phone, when you weren't both doing something else. When was the last time that you did that? Have a think about how fulfilled you would be if you received that from your loved one every single day. Half an hour of undisturbed contact, eye contact, communication, conversation, quality time over quantity, my love. So spiritual development does equal presence. That's what we need to remember, that spiritual development is going to bring you your personal development, your presence, your lessening of your anxiety. So it's really about just going, you know what, fuck it. 2 hours a week is mine. Whether that's enrolling in a course, whether it's going to a meditation circle, whether it's going for a walk, and your meditation practices don't have to be ridiculous. And I will do another podcast about this too. I don't want to waffle on for a really long time, but our meditation practices can be very simple. They can be a 10-minute meditation in the shower. It does not have to be hours on end each day, if that makes sense. I'm a super busy mum. And as I say, my meditation is when I go for a walk in the morning with my dog. Once a week, I might do a beautiful meditation, or I'll record a meditation for you guys, or sit in circle and do that. I'm lucky. I've made a career of this, so I can jump into my personal development time at any time and call it work. Hey, but once again, reiterating that personal development is going to bring you closer to your family. It's going to it heals you. It heals those that came before you, and it heals those that come after you. So the best gifts that you can give to yourself and to everybody that surrounds you is your own personal development time, whatever that may be. I hope that that makes sense and answers your question. Have a beautiful day, and until next time, bye.